Hey, this is Lolita E. Walker, and welcome to episode 26. Dear Meghan Markle, a thank you to women everywhere who are standing in their power, particularly this month of Women's History. You ready? Let's go. Welcome to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker, the podcast that coaches you up while meeting you exactly where you are. Grab your water, tea, or something stronger, and allow this podcast to help you feel the power in your pause. Come on in and join the conversation. Let's go. As always, we start off every episode with a powerful affirmation from Walker and Walker Enterprises. Today's affirmation is, I am the history that is currently being made. To grab your powerful deck of 40 affirmation cards, go ahead to lolitawalker.com/shop. And a super huge welcome to all of you all who are new to this podcast. Hey, y'all. Hey, a special welcome back to all of you all who have been here at this kitchen table before. Around here, we break things down into three layers. The first is all about coaching. This is where I just leave you with a couple nuggets just to think about a little bit differently. Cocktails is not about what you're sipping on. Nope. It's more about celebrating the greatness of who you are when you show up to this kitchen table every other week. And then there are some good old fashioned conversations. Sometimes it's with me and sometimes it's with an amazing guest. But today, it's you and I, where I am leaving you with a poem that I wrote called Dear Meghan. Oh, and if you hadn't already realized, the remaining episodes that were earlier this month, don't forget to check them out because each one has powerful poems from some powerful poets that I've met. And I just am so excited about the voice that they're able to bring to Women's History Month with empowerment, inspiration, and sheer history. Today, I am the feature poet to end Women's History Month with an original piece written by myself, Lolita E. Walker. It's time for some coaching and a little bit of soul work. Hey, y'all. Today's episode is a special one. I decided on this particular episode not only because it is Women's History Month. Absolutely. That's reason enough, right? But I'm also doing it because, particularly with everything going on in the world, I want us to remember that we are making history right now where we stand. And when we have that mindset, what we're able to do is walk differently, talk differently, and behave differently. So today really is about Dear Meghan Markle. You'll hear about why I titled it that, but really celebrating women everywhere who are standing in their power in this moment. And if you feel as though you're not standing in your power, guess what? Grab your pen and pad because this episode right here is going to leave you with some considerations to start to think differently. And that is why I am doing this particular episode at this particular time. And I'm super excited about it. So I hope you are too. Let's talk about some current history makers. According to People Magazine, who also shed light on women who are making current history exactly where they're standing right now and making impact in doing so, bringing women along the way. Kamala Harris, of course, a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, was sworn in as the first female vice president on January 20th, 2021. Also the first Black female president. Amanda Gorman. Remember the 22-year-old who became the youngest inaugural poet and the first youth poet laureate in the United States history on the same day that Vice President Kamala Harris was sworn in. Stacey Abrams, powerhouse African-American woman who was instrumental in flipping Georgia blue as she drove voter registration up by how much? 800,000 more voters between 2018 to 2020. Come on now, history makers. Then there's Cori Bush, another powerful Black woman who is the first, by the way, to represent Missouri in Congress. Jatanje Rayo was named Time's First Kid of the Year in December 2020. She founded this app. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's called Kindly. It detects cyberbullying using artificial intelligence, right? And then it corrects certain phrases before it sends out the text message. How cool is that? We so need that right now. I love the innovation that is happening. Remember Chloe Zhao, first Asian woman and second woman to win Best Director at the Golden Globes ever. And then there's those two black women, Adia Barnes and Dawn Stanley. Y'all have heard of them, right? Head coaches in the NCAAW Final Four for the first time ever. Okay, these are the evers that are currently happening right now. And guess what? You too are the history that is currently being made. What are you doing right now that is making history? I know you have one. I know you have something that you are doing that you feel so passionate about. We're talking women standing in their power. Take a look at all of those amazing, powerful, fearless women who are on the stand as we speak, testifying against a police officer who murdered George Floyd with a knee. Talk about standing in your power. Talk about walking in a fear. Talk about the power of these women that are shaping history in this moment. Yes, absolutely. And you are doing the same thing right now in this moment. Think about it. And then for me, there's also Meghan Markle, who stood in her power. And I can't wait for you to listen in on the conversations portion of this, where I recite a poem written by myself, Lolita E. Walker. And I can't wait to get your feedback on it. It's called Dear Meghan. When I looked at that interview with Oprah Winfrey and Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, so many emotions ran through me and I just immediately went to pen and paper. And so I challenge you to just think differently and really feel the emotions of what was coming out at that moment. Today, what's our soul work? I want to leave you with five considerations of how women are thinking beyond the boxes that we are put into. Oftentimes, we find ourselves still working to shatter glass ceilings, still looking for the table to be a part of. We are making tables, right? We are in the furniture making business because we are making tables to sit at, but still there are inequities. And if you saw the clip that I did on Good Morning Washington, you can go to lolitawalker.com/media to take a look at the segment I did on five strategies to stand in your power, particularly during Women's History Month. I talk about S-T-A-N-D. I talk about this acronym, which really starts off as sharing your story and how amazingly powerful that is. It ends with daring to dream. So make sure you check that out so you can listen to each and every one of them and feel the power that is already within you. Remember, you are making history right now. Okay. But today I'm leaving you with five considerations to continue to think beyond the box. That B, you ready? You have your paper and pen? You have your CCNC journal that you downloaded at lolitawalker.com/podcast. Well, listen in. That B is for breaking barriers with the tools that you already have at your disposal. You know, sometimes we forget the tools that are right here beside of us. Sometimes we forget that we have a chisel to go ahead and knock that glass that wants to stand in our way. Sometimes we forget that we have courage to our left and to our right, that we can arm ourselves with to walk into fear that stands before us each and every day. There are so many tools that we have at our disposal. We have our strengths, our God-given strengths. We have our talents that have been really fostered by our education. Sometimes we don't even recognize the tools that we have within the network that we have because we struggle with asking for help. But today I want to remind you about that B. It is breaking barriers with the tools that you already have at your disposal. That O is all about ordering your wants and desires in front of you. Because what happens when we look to the left and to the right or behind of us? We get tripped up. Talked about that before on here. We got to order our wants and desires in front of us so that we are facing forward at all times. And just like on episode 7, sometimes we have to rebound with our resiliency so that we can face forward more intentionally. That happens to all of us. Know that you are ready to face forward. Then that X is about Xeroxing your wins and then opening up new doors of opportunities with them. You know, I always talk about celebrating your wins, right? Having this wins board. But what if you Xerox them and had them with you every day? What if you were constantly reminded and then you leverage those wins to open new doors of opportunity that are right before you? Clear off those foggy glasses that you have on right now. Then we're going to explore the endless possibilities that are us, that are within us. Are you at the table or are you building your table? Or are you so far behind that you can't even see the table? Let's assess and figure out a way to get there, because next we are speaking our strengths as the powerful women that we are, as the powerful individual that you are, we're going to speak those strengths and we're going to stand in our greatness. Can you see it? That acronym right there was BOXES, B-O-X-E-S, because we are breaking out of the boxes and thinking beyond the box that someone to hold us inside of. We are breaking those barriers. We are ordering our steps for our goals and our wants and desires in front of us. We are Xeroxing our wins and opening new doors with them. We are exploring the endless possibilities that are us. We are speaking our stories as the powerful beings that we are. Yes, absolutely. And I am so excited to share these five considerations with you today. That is your soul work. To really write an example of each of these, I want you to sit in it because you are making the history right now. You're making it. Claim it and do it with intention. It's time for some cocktails. What are we celebrating today? What are we celebrating? Well, I will get us started, okay? We are giving a cheers and celebrating Guernsey. Have you ever heard of Guernsey? I'm so excited that now you are added to listeners for Coaching Cocktails and Conversations. So here's a little known fact for all of you listening in that hadn't heard of Guernsey. Guernsey is not a part of the UK, but they are self-governing dependencies of the crown. It's about 30 miles west of Normandy, France. I am so excited to have you. And I would love to hear someone's take from Guernsey on the poem that I'm going to do called Dear Megan during conversations. Ooh, you got to write me. And here is another cheers to listener Stacy Luckett. Here is the 5-star review that Stacy wrote for Coaching Cocktails and Conversations. It's titled, How the Unconventional Can Power Your Dreams. And it reads, Bravo. This topic was just what the doctor ordered. From hearing the amazing poem, Queendom, to seizing opportunity to ultimately change the trajectory of life, I was lifted and empowered. She goes on to say, Pollyanna Reed. Yes, 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 with an exclamation point. I certainly drink from the cup of everything that I need is inside of me. And I celebrate you for raising your hand when your name was called. And then to close, she goes on to say, Lolita, thank you for sharing your amazing gift of love. It is because of the love that you have, as well as your ability to obey, commit, and persist, that creation knows and grows. You are needed for such a time as this. Blessings, Stacy Luckett. Here is a cheers, Stacy. Thank you so much for taking the time to write a review. I love reading reviews. And guess what? So do the listeners and soon to be listeners of Coaching Cocktails and Conversations. So cheers. And if you haven't written your 5-star review today, if you've pulled out any nugget from any of the 26 episodes thus far, I would love to read your review on air. I'm also giving my final cheers today to all of the women that are standing in their power. Listen, it's not always an easy thing to do. So I'm gifting you a cheers for overcoming, for standing in your power, for showing up, for sharing your story, for telling your truth, for walking into the face of fear. You got this thing. Be specific on who you allow inside of your space. And that goes for me too. Sometimes you have to reevaluate who is on your train. If this is not your first time here, then you already know I always talk about this train analogy. You are the conductor aboard your train. And I am saying to you, cheers for facing forward as you continue to march into your dreams with courage right there by your side. Cheers. It's time for some good old-fashioned conversations. Hey, everybody. Now, for conversations this week, I mentioned that on March 7th of 2021, Meghan Markle and her husband, Prince Harry, did this interview with Oprah Winfrey. I had so many emotions, y'all, as I watched this interview. I mean, tears came to my eyes. I experienced all of these emotions like joy, happiness, fright, just remembering. At least for me, I know that I have felt pieces of her story in my own story. You don't need to be in a palace to actually feel the inequities or the bias or the judgment that comes over you, particularly as a woman, and then particularly as a woman of color. It was after those moments that I sat down and put my pen to paper. That's where I go when I just want to get out my emotions, either here on a podcast or writing down. And this is what resulted in it. So I pray that the words within this poem, Dear Megan, will sit with you in some type of way that'll challenge your thinking and will also help you leap beyond where you're standing today. It's so interesting as I say this poem in different spaces, the reaction to it and the discussion that comes afterward, because oftentimes what I hear is that, wow, I looked at it in such a different way. Thank you for your perspective. And I think that the beauty of words, the beauty of poetry, the beauty of language in general is the power that it holds of sharing your story, of telling your truth. Without further ado, here you are, Dear Megan, written by myself, Lolita E. Walker, in my soon-to-be-released second book. Dear Megan, can we talk? Are you silent or are you being silenced? That was the question that Oprah asked so eloquently as you sat poised so intentionally, with your confidence dripping like pearls as they adorned your black dress and white embroidery. See, I remember that you were backdropped with a landscape that escaped your former land. Then you invited us aboard your journey with honesty and authenticity as your game plan. Then you navigated us along each path, every step of the way. You were on cruise control that was only powered with the permission to simply say exactly what and who you are. Thank you, dear Megan. For it was in those moments that I imagined she could hear and see the pain throughout your story that was selfishly for me and selflessly for every other being who was eager to see you uncover your eyes and gingerly unfold the permission to yourself, for yourself, by yourself. It was as if you were unwrapping and unrolling years of multiple trolls to finally gift yourself the story that had yet to be told. It was your own narrative that was imperative for the world to hear in your words, in your time. Once a feeling of unprotection turned gratification, then transformed to your protection of freedom with pro-voice and pro-leveling up in the most American of ways. Thank you, dear Megan. Are you silent or are you being silenced? That was the question that Oprah asked you so eloquently as you sat poised so intentionally with your confidence dripping like pearls as they adorned your black dress and white embroidery. I, like many other women, have sat in the darkness where there seemed to be no light. I, like many other women, have felt unprotected and have experienced fright. I, like many other women, have felt trapped by some sense of the word, whether mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally, or any other lee that one can imagine or fathom or bring enough havoc to or through. See, I, like many other women, were seeking to shine a light on the old version of me, but hadn't been successful at seeing me. Where was I? Where did you find you, dear Megan? You were chased with thoughts of suicide that would not subside on their own. When you asked for help, everyone turned their backs as if no one was home. You had more questions than answers, and this was more like a cancer that fought like hell to shut you down, but not you, dear Megan. It was when I looked at you that I saw the hurt that was in your eyes. It was when I felt you that I felt the isolation that was squeezing you on all sides. It was when I heard you that I heard the strength that was within your voice. It was when I reached to hold you that I cradled what I recognized was your choice to show up in all of you. Shattering the status quo with your husband by your side, your hands interlocked and head lifted high toward the sky, you looked at each other. Then you gaze at each of us in our eyes to once again give voice and narrate the edits to the pages of your book. You erase the words that others deliberately wrote with systematic hate. You backspaced over those letters that offered no context from the gate. You added spaces that deserved your pause. You bookmark images that elevated your cause. You found and rewrote you, dear Megan. Have I said thank you, dear Megan, for showing up in all of you? Have I said thank you, dear Megan, for owning your truth? There were so many nuggets and lessons and gems that were dropped. But today, dear Megan, you represent the headlines and the bylines for all of the powerful women who have entered my space and dared to share their stories. It was the I didn't know what I didn't know that first drew me in. It was the yes, I am a Black woman that gave our culture its next win. It was the speaking with intention and grace that pulled me right along. It was the vulnerability of it all that prevented any perceived risk of a downfall. It was the I've got my husband by my side that punched them dead in their eyes. It was the we built this thing together that proved that your love would last forever. It was the how dark will your baby be that dug so deep for me. And through it all, dear Megan, you stood in your excellence. But what truly did it for me was my mental health is worth more than any institution. See that right there? Created a powerful new fusion that if I were to have a crystal ball that granted me only one wish, I'd see King Harry and Queen Meghan upon that throne, correcting parts of history that are worth being overthrown. It was a free masterclass for me that was evident in its entirety. When a man loves a woman, when a woman loves her mate, there is something rare that occurs. No man shall ever penetrate. Dear Megan, can we talk? This is to you for me. I love you, Lolita. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Email me at letters@lolitawalker.com. That's letters@lolitawalker.com. We have concluded another episode of Coaching, Cocktails, and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker. Connect with me at lolitawalker.com for speaking, coaching, and my book, The Intersection of You and Change. Next time, bring a friend. Cheers.